Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Amen. Let's get in the Word, church. Amen. If you open your Bible with me in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And my message today is more wood to the fire. Hallelujah. More wood to the fire. Don't stay quiet, church. Bless God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read, I'll start off in verse 1. And it reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying. Notice what he says. He says, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. He says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Notice, Paul is the writer of this letter, the Apostle Paul. But you're going to see that Timothy is with them, but Paul is the writer. And the Bible says in verse 7, it says this, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant. Epaphras was the one, he's the pastor, the founder of this church, but Paul is the one who won him over to the Lord. Now, when I see this letter, I see that Paul, he calls them saints. And you're going to notice that in the Bible, it says to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. In other words, those in Colossians, they were faithful brothers and sisters. How many know that God is looking for faithful brethren? Faithful, those who are faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will see that Paul, he gives thanks for them. Amen. He says, praying for you. And then he goes on to say, we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, always praying for them. So Paul, he's always praying for them. And the Bible says that he heard of their faith in Christ Jesus. It is believed that Epaphras was the one that would tell Paul, hey, Paul, those in Colossae, they are on fire for the Lord. They are faithful to the Lord. They are doing God's work faithfully. Now, notice this. So Paul, he hears of their faithfulness in Christ, number one. Number two, it also says that he heard of their love for the saints. The love they had for their brothers and sisters in Christ. I think that's two good qualities, is that their faithfulness and that they love their brothers and sisters. Amen. Now, you would think Paul could have easily said, you know what? They're doing well. Because at that time in Colossians, there was heresy. There was a heresy of false teaching of those who believed that Christ was only divine. That's all they believed. They didn't believe that, you know, he was human, that as a human that he was God. So Paul, you know, he could have said, you know what? They're doing well. They're serving God. They're on fire. But notice that when he hears, he does one thing. What does he do? He continues to pray even more for them. Now, it's so easy, church, when everything is well, everything is going well. You know, you could say of ourselves or someone else that, you know, they're faithful, they're loving, everything is well. But did you know that is the time where we continue to pray even more? Amen? It is not the time to held back or to take a break or to just say, you know what, they're on their own, they're doing okay. No, that is the time when we pray even more for our brothers and sisters. Now, notice verse 5, it says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Notice, I could only think when I was reading this is that they must have said, you know what? We're going to be faithful to the Lord. We're going to continue to love our family in Christ. But then verse 5 says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. The only reason that they had hope was because the Bible says, of what they had heard, the word of truth, the gospel. And we're going to see right now what was Paul's prayer for them. What did Paul pray for them? Once again, they were faithful and they loved their brothers and sisters in Christ. But there's a reason why, is because of what they have heard. What they were taught, or what they read. How many know it's important, church? The only reason that the Bible says that they had hope, and that hope which is laid up for you in heaven, was because they what? They heard. Now, verse 5, it says, stay with me, it says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, which you've heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. But then he says in verse 6, which has come to you as it has also in all the world. Look what it says. And is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Now, once again, you hear that word again. They heard. See, church, it's very important that what we hear is what's going to give us hope. But then he says, Paul begins to say that what they heard, it started to bring what? Fruit in their lives. And it says, verse 7, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear, look what it says, fellow servant. So Epaphras was the one that would teach them. And the Bible says that he was a servant, number one. Number two, the Bible says he is also a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. So not only is he a servant, but the Bible says that he is a faithful minister. Do you get the picture, church? That the student would learn from the teacher. If the teacher was faithful, that meant that they were faithful. Because the Bible says that Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. So Epaphras was the one that he would get together with Paul, and he would tell him, you know what, Paul, the church, the Colossians, I mean, these people are on fire. They love Jesus, they are faithful to the gospel, and they love one another as believers in Christ. Now, Paul, once again, could have easily said, you know what? I don't need to worry about this church no more. They're doing well. They're faithful. They love one another. But guess what? Paul prayed even more for them. See, church, and you can apply that to your life also. When you're, that's why I named it, more wood to the fire. When you're on fire for Jesus, when you're serving Jesus faithfully, when you're loving one another, this is the time to keep on adding wood to the fire. This is the time, church, to continue praying, to continue to get to know Jesus Christ even better and better as you're growing in the Lord. Because, church, it's so easy to be distracted. It's so easy to lose focus, especially when everything is well in your life or you're seeing the fruit, you see the blessing, you see the hand of God on your life. It's so easy to be distracted, church. But this is the time where you want to know God even more and more. Verse 9 says, look what the Bible says in verse 9. For this reason, we also, notice that he says, we, it wasn't just him. Since the day we heard it, since the day that we heard that you are faithful, that you love your brethren. Look what he says. Look what Paul says. Here it is. Do not cease to pray for you. They didn't stop praying. They continue praying. Are you getting it, church? Don't, church, there's no breaks in the Lord. Amen. It's not about putting it on neutral. And it gets even worse when you put it on reverse. Keep on driving. And Paul says, we did not cease to pray for you and to ask. Look what he says. Look at Paul's prayer. And to ask that you may be filled with knowledge. See, Paul, he did not stop ceasing of prayer. What did Paul do? He sized up his prayer for them. And number one, his prayer, number one is that they would be filled with knowledge. Church, get all the knowledge about God, about Jesus. Many times we get knowledge of everything else except the Word of God or about Jesus Christ. Listen, church, what I'm saying. Get knowledge about the reason he's praying for them again, because there was a false teaching that came through in the second century. Heresy about Christ. That there was no way that he could be divine and that he was Jesus, that he was God in human form. So Paul says, you know what? I know that you love God, you're faithful, you love one another, but you need knowledge. Church, get all the knowledge of God's will. Knowledge is recognition of who God is. It is full discernment about who Jesus is. Knowledge. Hosea 4:6, you hear me quote this scripture. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And look what he says. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. You know what he's saying? It's like, why do you want to be a priest if you don't want knowledge? You can't be a priest without knowledge. A priest is supposed to have knowledge. Amen? The teacher or the preacher has to have knowledge of what he's going about, what he's going to teach about or preach about. Amen? How are you going to tell your children about Jesus if you don't got knowledge about Jesus? That he forgives sins. That he's the only Savior. There's not three Saviors. There's only one Savior. That he paid a price on Calvary. He says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. I mean, think about it. It comes down to this, church. You can't blame no one. Everybody has to take responsibility. Everyone. Amen. You've heard it say that we say that your church is, your first church is at home. Amen. Praise God for the preachers, the teachers, Sunday school, children's teachers, whatever you want to call it. But everything starts in the home. So you need knowledge. That was Paul's prayer for him. Get filled with knowledge of his will. Number two, he says, in all wisdom. We need wisdom, church. We need wisdom. Proverbs 4:7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. There's nothing more powerful, church, than to pray for wisdom. New wisdom. New wisdom as a father, a husband, a wife, a servant. Wisdom at your workplace. Wisdom in your ministry. Wisdom in everything you do. Church, the Bible says that wisdom is a principle. It's the principal thing. Wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. As a grandfather, a father, as a servant, a man of God, a woman of God. Give me wisdom in this situation. Give me new wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And then he says, because the other thing that he prays is that in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And in Proverbs 4:7, it says, in all you're getting, get understanding. What is spiritual understanding? It means a mental putting together. It means to comprehend. Putting things together. Father, give me understanding. Help me put things together in this situation. That's what Paul is praying for them. Knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual understanding. That they may know Jesus. Let me ask you, what is your prayer? Pray, church. Tell God, Lord, give me knowledge, give me wisdom, give me spiritual understanding about you. I want to walk with you. I want to know you more and more. I want to walk in your will, Father God. And that's what Paul, that's his prayer. And notice that when he says that, he says this in verse 10. That you may, look what he says, that you may walk worthy of the Lord. Let me ask you, church, how's your walk with God? Church, don't lose your step with Christ. How's your walk with God right now? See, Paul, he tells him that you may walk. He doesn't just say walk. He says walk worthy of the Lord. You know what that word worthy means? Appropriately, suitable, proper. And it means a godly walk. Church, we don't walk like the world walks. We don't do what the world does. We walk according to God. Too quiet. You didn't like that part, huh? Come on, church. Listen. You want to be blessed? You want God to use you? You got to learn how to walk a holy life. Holy. Under the fear of God. Worthy, suitable. Wear the godly suit. We don't wear a godly suit just Sunday morning, church. We wear it every day when people are watching or they're not watching. He says that you may walk worthy of the Lord. That's why he tells them, hey, you need wisdom, you need knowledge, and you need, look what he says, spiritual. Notice that he puts the word spiritual understanding. And when we get that, church, guess what? We are going to walk in the will of God. Amen. He says that you may walk worthy of the Lord. And then it says, number two, what's the result? That you're going to walk worthy of the Lord. Number two, fully pleasing him. What does that mean? That means that you're going to please God in everything you do. As a minister, as a businessman, as an employee, as a student, in your ministry, you are pleasing God. You're fully pleasing God. Apart from man, number one, you're pleasing God who watches everything. Number three, so the result is that you're going to walk worthy. You're going to wear that suitable suit. Number two, you're going to please him. Amen. We're God pleasers, not man pleasers. We're God pleasers. And see, when you're a God pleaser, automatically, man's going to like it or they don't like it. What's important is that you're pleasing God. Amen? That's the most important thing. And number three, you're going to be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What does that mean, fruitful? That means that you're producing. You're not just a product, you're a producer. Amen? I don't know about you, church, but I want to be someone that's producing. I want to have a garden of fruitful, multiplying, seeing the blessing of God, that I know that you can see the hand of God on my life, on my children, my home, my finances, my ministry, my church. All I see is fruit. Fruitful means it's to bring out. That's all that's coming out. I'm creating. I'm a creator. I'm multiplying. I mean, you see the fruit everywhere. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. In the words of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified. He gets all the glory. He says that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. So just think about it. When the Bible says you will be fruitful in every good work, man, you're just a blessed man and a blessed woman. That's all you see. And finally, he says, I'm going to give you all the strength you need to. Not only am I going to bless you, multiply you, not only are you going to be walking worthy, you're going to be pleasing God. I mean, you're going to see the fruit everywhere, he says. And at the same time, he says, when it gets hard, it gets tough, guess what? I'm going to give you strength. The Bible says, verse 11, strengthen with all might. God is the one that enables you, church. God is the one that gives you strength and gives me strength. Amen. He's the one that makes it possible when it's tough, it's hard. God enables you and me. He gives us a strength. Number one. Number two, he says, with all might. God gives you all the abundance. He gives you all the ability, and he will give you all the strength that you need. And it says, according to his glorious power. God's power, church. God gives it all. And look at the end. And I finish right here. Look at the last part. For all patience and long suffering with joy. You know what that word patient means? I mean, it comes from a word that means to stay under. It's to remain. You're still there. You're abiding. You're remaining. When the Bible says, it says, for all patience, is that we're still abiding. We're still remaining. We're still here. We're still in the fight. We're still fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Why? Because God is the one that gives you all the strength, church. That, and matter of fact, that's why we're still here this morning. Amen. We're still abiding. We ain't going nowhere. We're still here. We're still serving Jesus. We are still doing the will of God. We're still praising, glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, and long suffering. That means that we're still enduring. We still have courage. And all the pain we've gone through or we're going through, or any adversity, we're long suffering. We're still here, church. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil would love it for you to be at home with the lights off, depressed, oppressed. That's what the devil loves. Sad, speaking negative, but praise God that the Holy Spirit gives us strength. He gives us everything we need. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says, for all patience and long suffering with what? With joy. Let me tell you something, church. Joy is powerful. Joy changes the atmosphere. Joy, people want to be around you when there's joy. Joy opens doors. Hear me what I'm saying, church. I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. Joy makes a difference. Even the Bible says, Proverbs 17:22, a merry, joyful heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. The New Living Translation says it this way, a cheerful heart or a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. When your spirit is broken, when there's sadness, guess what, man? You're just there. But when there's joy, hallelujah. You just thank the Lord. You bless the Lord. At all times, we're remaining. God gives us strength. We're still here. We still praise God. We worship God. Amen. We still have a great attitude. We love our brothers and sisters. Amen. We're positive. We speak words. We declare words that give life. Amen. You're going to make it. We're going to make it. God is good. Praise God. Amen. We're not alone. If God be for us, who be against us? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why it's very important. When you're up here at church, you got to pour out something great. Amen. Now, you don't understand me, church. We need to speak, declare what God says. Oh, it's hot. What a horrible day. Look at my shirt's all sweaty. Be grateful, church. Then it gets cold. Oh, I wish there was sun. What is it then? Amen. Be grateful for what we have. Amen. Today is a great day to be alive because we serve Jesus Christ. Please stand, church.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.